Message number 1128. They will use my home to honor pagan gods as a mark of respect, which the world will be told is only fair. Sunday, May 18, 2014 at 19:15. My dearly beloved daughter, all of the prophecies given to you will now begin to spill out, one drop at a time, until all will pour rapidly like water rushing from a tap. The incidents, the deeds and the acts connected with my church on earth will soon be witnessed by you. Those who make disparaging claims about my holy word will be silenced, so shocked will they be by the events to come. All that comes from me comes from my Father. When my Father dictates details of future events as part of his mission to save souls, be assured that they will happen. As the new era of radical reforms in my church commences, many non-Christian groups will be embraced. And while I welcome all souls, I will never allow my word, upon which my church has been built, to be shoved aside. Those who do not accept me because they do not believe in who I am will be welcomed into my home. They will be shown every hospitality, be treated with great courtesy, presented with gifts, and yet they will refuse to acknowledge their host. Then in time they will use my home to honor pagan gods as a mark of respect, which the world will be told is only fair. Christians will be told that God would expect them to welcome non-believers into the church. That some practices which honor me will have to be adapted so as not to cause offense to these visitors. Soon my home will no longer belong to me, for there will be little discussion of my true holy word. New words which they will tell you come from my lips will be used by my church on earth to welcome strangers into my home. And while I sit quietly in the corner, they will run amok in my house, take away treasures and all symbols which are associated with me, my beloved mother, and the stations of the cross. My home will be stripped bare of all that I hold dear, and imposters will take up residence therein. It will become a place of strange commemorative ceremonies, new and unusual prayers, and the new book will replace the old. This will continue until I am forced to leave my home, as it will be unfit for my holy presence. To all the innocent followers of mine, they will only see what they believe is an attempt to modernize the Catholic religion. Soon I will no longer have the key to my home, for they will take that away too. I will make my home then only in the hearts of my loyal sacred servants, my beloved followers, and those whose hearts will be open to me. My home is yours. My home is for everyone. But when I welcome the heathen into my home, this does not give them the right to force God's children to accept their customs or permit their ceremonies to take place in the house of the Lord. You must never allow your faith to be used in this way or compromised in order to allow pagans to tarnish my home. Your Jesus.